Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. It's Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That means it's time for Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright. Passion. I love it. I'm betting you do too. At Dark Hollows Press, we have every essence of passion, whatever your enjoyment level. It doesn't matter if it's swirled through historicals, sprinkled in contemporaries, or mixed up in paranormal. I savor it. Every rich, creamy, luscious morsel. When hungering for your flavor of passion, you have to explore Dark Hollows Press. With every genre of romance, whether you like cowboys, dukes, vampires, sci-fi, or shapeshifters, you'll find something at Dark Hollows Press to devour. No matter your penchant, Dark Hollows Press can gratify for a little while until your next yearning strikes, and then come back to darkhollowspress.com. Dark Hollows Press and passions worth staying up all night for. Award-winning author Leanne Tyler writes sweet and a little bit sensual southern romances, historical and contemporary, and maybe a touch of the paranormal thrown in for good measure. Her novel Season of Love is a time travel set in 1850 Charleston. Leanne Tyler's The Good Luck series shines with delightful down-home writing and humor. More for your historical romance fix is Leanne's short story Ava from the Love Letters series and also her full-length novel Because of Rebecca. Look for author Leanne Tyler through all published and ebook venues such as Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and wherever fine romance books are sold. Good evening and thank you for visiting Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. We're glad you've joined us in the Dark Hollows Press Parlor. Donna Wright has authors Nikki Knight, Iris Bowling, and Unoma Nikwaner on the couch this evening to tell us more about themselves. And Aunt Magnolia, I heard she might swing by and say hi-dee. Updates on the Romancing the Smokies event this coming March 19th. Mallory Kane will have news and info in the romance and publishing industry at the bottom of the hour, this week on Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. Brought to you by Dark Hollows Press. I'm Jackie DeVera, and now your insouciant doyen for tonight's episode, Donna Wright.
And that would be me. I am Donna Wright. This is Hummingbird Place, and this is your home for romance. Really excited. Wanted to just give a big shout-out to everybody coming to Romancing the Smokies. We only have 15 reader tickets left for the luncheon, and people are starting to really sign up for just the book signing. So I'm hoping that all the authors are pretty happy with everything that's going on. Was just thinking about some other things that are happening and wanted to let everyone know that things are going really well within the Knoxville group. Everybody seems to be getting excited. And one of the reasons I wanted to mention that is because my friend Hallie Bridgman is going to be in Knoxville, Tennessee, and she will be there on February the 13th. I believe it is, and I will double check that for you here. Yes, February the 13th. If you want more information, you can email me at host@thehummingbirdplace.com, and I'll let you know more about it. Also, you can find ETCWA, which is East Tennessee Creative Writers Alliance. You can find that on Facebook, and also there is a blog spot for them. So just kind of let me know if you think you'd like to come, because there's plenty of seating and we'd love to have you. She's going to be talking about how to do indie publishing right. Hallie has been extremely successful with her indie publishing business. And notice that I did say business, because that's exactly what it is. And she's going to tell everybody how she's done it and kind of give some hints on how you can do it too. Now, I am very, very excited that everybody's going to be here tonight. That is, I've got Nikki Knight here tonight, Iris Bowling, and Tamika Patrice Kane. And I believe, I will tell you that we've had a little glitch, and I wasn't able to get all of the phone numbers, and that's how I identify everyone. So I'm going to go here, and I'm going to hope that this is Nikki Knight. Nikki, is this you?
If you hear me, then that's me.
Okay, Nikki. Okay, great. excuse me. Nikki is here tonight, and she is going to be telling us about her latest release, Her Chance at Love. Nikki, why don't you just go ahead and let us know what to expect when we pick that book up.
Oh, you should definitely expect to enjoy a nice wild ride. it's all about this wonderful gentleman, who is the first book in my Barrington Brothers series. And these are some gorgeous, adventurous men, of New York. And Blake's story is the first story. And he meets Cadence Payne. And Cadence is the daughter of a senator. She's a little reserved. She's really not interested in doing a whole lot. She's a bit of a homebody. but she's an accomplished attorney. Blake is also an attorney. And a lot of times people don't like dating people in the same profession for whatever reason. And it's the same with these particular characters. They're really not interested in dating other attorneys. But Blake sets his sights on Cadence, and she's, you know, trying to shake him off. But as soon as she starts to fall for him and feel like, you know, this could be something, she wakes up and breaking news, and he is smack dead in the middle of a political scandal.
Oh, no.
So Blake has to not only prove himself to her, so he's fighting for his love, but he's also fighting for his reputation.
You know, I watch The Good Wife, okay? And the thing about The Good Wife is that it's all about politics more than anything. I mean, she's an attorney. Her husband is, he's governor right now. He was the state's attorney. And he was one of those guys who got caught in a scandal. So I am just, those kinds of things really interest me. I don't know why I find them intriguing. But then again, I love a good courtroom drama. I loved the original Law and Order. I loved it. And I also loved The Criminal Intent just because Vincent D'Onofrio was crazy. And he was just fabulous. But anyway, this is going to be hard to resolve. If he's in the middle of a scandal and she's a homebody, this is not her thing, is it, Nikki?
It is not. She doesn't like spotlight, and she's an only child. Her father is a little protective over her because she lost her mom. So his whole thing is, you know, first of all, this could bring some trouble to my doorstep, and I'm a senator, and I don't think you should be messing with this guy. But her heart is already a little bit caught up, so she's got a crossroads. Like, does she believe him? Does she leave him alone? And then he seeks her for representation in the process. So it turns things, it makes it even more interesting. I'll just say that.
It sounds really good. I love it. Now, you're with Kamani Press, Kamani Romance, which is part of Harlequin. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
First off, tell me, how many books have you written?
So, I've written several books. I also have books under another pen name, but this is my first release through Harlequin Kamani Romance, and it's going to be followed up with two other books in this particular series, and then a whole new series starts with this family who inherits this consumer goods company. They're known for baked pies and all of that great stuff. I mean, food is always fun and always so sexy. So I love making food too.
Well, if you could see me, you would know that food is one of my passions. I love to try new things.
Yes.
I love to try new things. But I am supposed to be diabetic. Notice I say supposed to be. I refuse to speak it upon myself. And
I
you know what I'm saying, sister? And I just refuse it. And but it's getting me down, I have to be honest. But we're not going to stay down. But anyway, I love sweet stuff. Chocolate is just, at Romancing the Smokies, they asked me what kind of dessert I wanted. I said, I want a death by chocolate dessert.
Ooh. Those are so good. And I'm not even a chocolate fan, but Death by Chocolate is amazing.
And they have a lava cake, lava cake that they're serving. Yeah. So I'm very excited about that.
There's a scene in Kerchance by Love that I think you will absolutely adore. Blake is a bit of an envelope pusher, and he takes her to this restaurant that specializes. It's like a restaurant / cooking school that specializes in aphrodisiac cooking. Spices that they're using and everything on the menu is like designed to like tease the palate, among other things. Very interesting.
I love the sound of that as well. That sounds great. Okay, what we're going to do, sweethearts, we're going to take just a little bit of a break, and we'll be right back. I am on the couch with Nikki Knight this evening, and we're having a lot of fun talking about her Chance at Love from Kamani Romance.
Romancing the Smokies? Well, it's a romance reader's dream. There'll be multiple book signings, endless chances for author meet and greet, and a fine luncheon to look forward to. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Kane, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, Leanne Tyler, Brandy Kennedy, Trista Ann Michaels, Nancy Nagel, and many more. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappas will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016. Tickets start at $39.99. The book signing alone is free, but attendees still need to register. Elegant luncheon, featured authors, books, swag, and gift basket giveaways. Meet who's hot. Visit RomancingTheSmokies.com for more details. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news. Every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from the Dark Hollows Press Studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio. January 28th by M.D. Martin and Avocado in Vegas. Watch out, Sin City, Lola Avocado is at it again. The girls are taking it on the road and Vegas may never be the same. After a surprise visit from her ex-husband, the lounge singer Lola gets the chance to go to Las Vegas and represent the company at a vendor conference. There, she finds herself in the middle of a jewelry heist gone wrong. Buckle up, because on this trip to Vegas, anything can happen, including being the main event at a dominatrix fashion show. The tension mounts as all bets are off in the second and installment of the Lola Avocado series, An Avocado in Vegas, from M.D. Martin and Dark Hollows Press. Available January 28th. Like Lola says, sometimes what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas.
And that's from Dark Hollows Press. Dark Hollows Press, by the way, is our sponsor, and they are fabulous. Pick up all Shannon West books. If you're into the erotica, she's one of the best. And just visit darkhollowspress.com. We are here on the couch with Nikki Knight. Nikki, what is next for Nikki Knight? What is next for Nikki Knight? You've got her Chance at Love is out. So tell us about what's coming out next that we're going to be excited about.
So I plan to just really kind of burst on the scene. So just look forward to seeing me just turning your head and seeing me everywhere, because that's kind of how I plan on doing this. But what's happening next is book two of the Barrington Brothers series will be out in May 1st, 2016. And the title of that book is His Love Lesson. What that book is about is another Barrington brother, the oldest brother. His name is Hunter Barrington. And he runs into Miss Shay Rogers. And what happens is Shay is relocated to New York City. She is ready to take life on her own. She's kind of a runaway fiance. She left, you know, a couple of months ago, and she's pursuing that she's going back to school to pursue the career that she's always wanted to pursue that had been put on hold for several reasons. And she's just looking forward to taking life by, you know, a new set of reins and just forging ahead and just plowing through her bucket list and doing things that she's never done before. She just hadn't been able to do because the hand that she had been dealt in life in the recent years. So she's going back to school. She's found a place in New York City. She's from a small town in Virginia, so that in itself is hugely exciting for her. She decides that before she starts school in the spring, she's going to take this huge trip. She's always wanted to, like, go to the mountains in Utah and take a trip and ski and different things like that. So she booked herself this fabulous trip. She always wanted to write a romance book. She's a bit of a romance buff. And so she decides she's going to take this trip before she starts school, and this is just going to launch her year off, and everything's going to be fabulous and new, and the past is behind her. She goes to Powder Mountain. The problem is there is a huge storm, and a lot of people are not able to get up and down the mountain. She makes it up the mountain before they close the road. However, Hunter is actually visiting that same mountain with his frat brothers, a trip that they take. They take a trip every year, go to a different place, and meet up and enjoy themselves and go on great adventures. And this time around, they went to visit Powder Mountain in Utah, and they were renting a cabin. Everyone was able to get out because of where they were flying to, but because of the storm that was heading from the west, the Midwest to the east, because of the storm, he wasn't able to get back to New York. His flights were canceled. And he also wasn't able to get down the mountain in time. So they assumed, since people couldn't get down the mountain, that some of them probably couldn't get up. So he figured, you know, he'll stay at his cabin at least another day until he can get a fly out. Well, not realizing that the person who has been to that cabin, which happens to be, has made it up the mountain. So that's kind of how they run into each other. And she finds him after she kind of kicks him out of her cabin. She finds him later on in the lobby and, you know, sleeping very uncomfortably in a chair because he's stranded. And she feels a little guilty, and she's got this beautiful two-bedroom villa, and she figures, all right, listen, you know, I'll give you the second room on one condition. You know, I'm trying to do some stuff. You got to be quiet or whatever, and, you know, you're out in the morning. And he's like, I appreciate it. Thank you. Well, they get stuck, and they end up spending the next 4 days together.
Yeah, you know, some of us have really bad luck. You know, we get stuck with a handsome guy in a snowstorm
really
and can't get out, you know. That sounds
life
to me like
going out.
Yeah, that sounds to me like a dream. That sounds to me like a dream that Aunt Magnolia would have, you know. Well, listen, Nikki, thank you so much, sweetheart, for being here with us. We have certainly enjoyed having you. Wish you all the best with Her Chance at Love. It sounds wonderful, a good political book. And used to be years ago we weren't even allowed to do those, you know. And I'm just so glad that you were, because it sounds wonderful. And I hope that you will come back and join us again.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time with you. Thank you so much.
Well, I always have a great time when LaShira sends me people, and people who've been listening to me long enough knows exactly what that means. And I just wish you all the best, sweetheart. You take care of yourself.
Thank you, and you be blessed as well. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. And ladies and gentlemen, that was Nikki Knight. She's got a book out, Her Chance at Love, which is with Kamani Romance, which means it's going to be available on all platforms, and I'm sure you guys are going to enjoy that. Next up on the couch, we're supposed to have Iris Bowling. Unfortunately, I don't see where she's called in, but I do have our 7:45 person, which is Tamika Patrice Kane. And I want to go ahead and she's been waiting for a while now, and I want to go ahead and get Tamika online with us and let her tell us all about her latest book, When a Man Loves a Woman. Tamika, welcome to Hummingbird Place.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. So tell us all about When a Man Loves a Woman. I love the song.
Thanks. So yes, this is book one in what will be a three-book series. And so this is When a Man Loves a Woman, with the subtitle A Season of Change. So this particular book introduces Avery and Delicia Ayers. They are a very well-to-do couple who appears to have the perfect life. I mean, they look nice, and they are wealthy, and they're esteemed in their communities and in their professions, and it just looks like a life anyone would want. But they have secrets, and they are wrestling with their stuff behind closed doors. He has come into this relationship with a very dark past, and but despite that, you know, he was still able to, you know, to make something of himself and to do wonderful things. It just didn't roll over into every area of his life. So, and she comes from a very different background. She was the only child of very esteemed parents, but they pretty much neglected her. They would just kind of take her off the shelf and deal with her when they felt like it. And so she had her own deficits, and so they meet, and she has, he's quite a bit older than she is, and she's no match for him and his charm, and he sweeps her off her feet, and it looks like a match made in heaven, and they have this amazing, beautiful love, and then issues from his past start to resurface, and they are left to, they reach the season of change, this fork in the road, if you will, where they have to decide what they're going to do, if they're going to leave things as they are and continue living this lie, or are they going to, you know, to address things, and, you know, just where is it that they want to go? So it's a very intense read, and you know, but it's even in the midst of that, though, there's still this undeniable beauty and love that they have between them. But that's book one in the series, and yeah.
Now, the whole series is When a Man Loves a Woman.
Yes, and each book has a subtitle. So the common theme is this love that the male character has for the primary female character in the story. So each book will focus on a different aspect, and each one's a standalone story, even though it is a series. And so whether it's right, wrong, good, bad, you know, indifferent, ugly, all that, you know, it will still focus on some aspect of When a Man Loves a Woman. And so in book one, you know, it's the intense read. and in book two, which will be coming out in April, it's a different love story, and it introduces Jackie and Michael, and a very different story with that one. You know, she's older and has spent a lot of time unfulfilled. You know, she has done the things that everyone's told her that she's supposed to do, and she's told the line, but she is not happy. But it's been so long, she's kind of given up her dreams. And then she meets Michael, and he's everything that she was told she was supposed to stay away from. And yet, you know, there's just something about this guy. So this book two is a different type of story. It's a story of love between a parent and child, between siblings, between friends, between a man and a woman, and ultimately the love that a person has for oneself, too. And then in book three, which will be out towards the end of the year, no set date on that one just yet, it brings back characters from books one and two after a large period of time has passed, and it's a different story. So one of the secondary characters in book two, you know, is a prominent character in book three, and she has kind of hit rock bottom and is making her way back to life, if you will, and, you know, has some ups and downs, and she meets Avery at a different time in his life, you know, years and years later, while she's in this kind of crossroads and trying to rediscover herself and form a new life for herself. And she meets Avery's son, you know, and so they have their own. So in book three, it's Jade and Lawrence who are the primary couple, where we're focusing on this love, when a man loves a woman. So, yeah.
I think that sounds great. You know, you were talking about book two, something I don't remember exactly what it was you said, but it made me think that people. I've been married for 35 years to the same man.
Yeah,
and yeah, I mean, it really is in this day and age. And somebody asked me recently, what is it about marriage? You know, I mean, how do you know you have the right person and everything? And this is what I tell women, especially young women. A man that is right for you should make you feel like a beautiful dress does, should make you feel exciting, not excited, mm-hmm. exciting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that you should, you know, like when you put on that new dress, how good you feel.
Yeah.
A man who makes you feel good about yourself is the right man, or could be the right man.
Mm-hmm.
But a man who makes you feel bad about yourself in any way, he's not the man for you.
Great advice. So great advice. I love that.
Yes. And there was something in that second book, I don't know what it was you were talking about. I can't remember now. But it just made me think of that, about how that's sort of my, how I feel about dating and mm-hmm. choosing a partner, is that
yeah.
you should feel good about yourself when you're with this person. I had a brief
Absolutely.
Marriage before that, and believe me, mm-hmm. I'm talking from experience.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever find
mm-hmm.
somebody who, you know, makes you feel bad about yourself.
Mm. Such powerful words. I love
yeah.
that.
I'm very philosophical this evening. Now you are Tamika Patrice Kane. I like to kind of state that every now and then when I'm on the airs for people just joining us. And Tamika, tell me about Shan Presents LLC. This is your publisher. Now, is this you
yeah.
publishing your own books?
No, I do have okay. a publishing company, minus Inkscriptions, but I signed with Shan last year, and she is an imprint of David Weaver, and so it's a relatively new company. I think it's been around just a little over a year, but she has an all-female author lineup. There's about 40 of us. And,
wow.
And each one's doing their own thing, you know, so they do women's fiction and urban fiction and urban romance and a few other genres, but it's been a very interesting experience, and it's been great working with her, too. But she had a much larger platform. You know, she had signed under David and was doing quite well with him, and so he offered her her own label under him, and it has just taken off. She's doing fantastic. And
that's
so
wonderful.
I've been with her.
This
is my first release with her. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question. If someone comes up to you at a party and says, what do you write? What's your answer?
Women's fiction, women's contemporary fiction.
Yeah,
yes.
Because what you were describing to me, I thought had strong romantic elements, but I kind of felt
mm-hmm.
that it kind of was a little bit gray when it came to the romance.
Mm-hmm, yes. I mean, there it's laced throughout, but I am not a romance writer. I'm a women's contemporary
mm-hmm.
fiction writer. I write about women's issues, you know, and men are a big part of that.
So, well, isn't that the truth?
You know, we just...
you know what they say PMS stands for, right?
No, what's that?
Putting up with men's crap. Let's say it that way. So, but yes, because relationships are a lot of our issues, and it
mm-hmm.
whether it's mother and daughter or
uh-huh.
you know, a lot of them are male female relationships.
Uh-huh.
But
that's right.
But you know, we're emotional beings, and that's how God
yes,
made
we
it,
are.
And
yes.
that's you know the way it is. So what can
mm-hmm.
I say? All right, if.
Right.
Tamika, why don't you just tell us a little bit about what you have planned for the future? Are you planning on staying with Shan? Are you going to be publishing some of your own stuff? Just kind of let us know what's going on in the future for you.
I'll be doing both. So I signed, it was a 3-book deal with Shan. So all 3 books of the When a Man Loves a Woman series will be published under her imprint. And so When a Man Loves a Woman, Book 1, Season of Change, came out in December. And book 2 will be out in April. I'm shooting, I have an event that month, so I want to release it then.
Absolutely.
And then book 3, I haven't decided on the subtitle for that one yet, but the subtitle for book 2 is A Love Divine, sorry about that. So, and then book 3 will be out sometime before the end of the year. And then I've got some other things that I'm working on. But I have authors that I've signed under my own imprint, and we're working on some major things this year. I've got a couple big releases coming out with them, and very excited to be working with them. So, you know, Shan's all women, and right now I've got 2 men that I'm working with. But, yes, it's good, and I am enjoying the process. I've learned a lot, you know, over the last few years as I've been putting books and stuff out, and I'm glad to be able to share it and open a platform for other people to get their works out as well.
Now, I have dabbled in the idea of
mm-hmm.
doing my own imprint, but honestly, there's just so many people out there who I know have more savvy about it, more experienced, mm-hmm. that I thought instead of doing my own, I would sign with them and let them guide me, because I'm not mm-hmm. ready to do that at this point.
When actually what is now book one, I self-published a few years ago, you know, and it actually did pretty well for someone who didn't have any kind of marketing experience or anything like that. But I'd learn a little bit and apply a little bit more, you know, learn a little bit more, mm-hmm. apply it, learn a little bit more and apply it. And so by the time my next two books came out, you know, it was great. So I have a couple of poetry collections also. And, you know, but I was always helping other authors along the way. And I did decide to sign with Shan because she had a larger platform, but I still have my own goals and things that I'm working towards, too, with Inkscription. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the larger the platform she has and the more that helps me get my name out there, the more it helps Inkscriptions as well. So it was very deliberate in my attempts to sign with her, you know, and my choice to sign with her. I had a larger goal than just pushing books.
Right.
So,
we are on the couch with Tamika Patrice Kane. And Tamika, I have loved talking with you. If you want to know more from Tamika, you can reach her at her website, which is TamikaPatriceKane.com. I bet you there was not a whole lot of Tamika Patrice. Is it just TamikaPatrice.com?
Yes, just Tamika Patrice. Mm-hmm. And that's Tamika with a U. TUMIKA.
Mm-hmm. TUMIKA. Okay, now everybody knows that now, TamikaPatrice.com. And I see, when I looked up DonnaWright.com, there was like 50 different people who had all that.
Okay.
I bet you're the only one. I bet you're the only Tamika Patrice out there.
As far as I know, the spelling of my name is actually a little different. So Tamika is actually a pretty popular name in our culture, but my uh-huh. spelling's a little different. So that makes it stands out a little bit, you know, from
That's
the others.
That's great.
Yeah.
Tamika, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, Tamika Patrice Kane, and we are just having such a great time this evening. Everybody is rolling around doing great. And we've got some things, though, that we need to take care of, so let's just go ahead and get right to that. Thank you for joining us at Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. We come to you each week from the Dark Hollows Press Studio. For more fun and information, join us at thehummingbirdplace.com. There you can find out about our upcoming shows and events such as Romancing the Smokies, a live event in 2016. Remember, just go to thehummingbirdplace.com.
Dark Hollows Press is a publisher of romance whose authors present high-quality stories full of desire. They welcome submissions from both new as well as established authors. They offer a built-in reader base, professional editing, cover design and marketing, worldwide distribution, and competitive royalties paid monthly. Dark Hollows Press publishes all genres of romantic expression, from historical to fantasy, sci-fi to contemporary, and now urban fantasy and new adult. Find submission guidelines or find a new favorite book or author at darkhollowspress.com.
All right, and you know what time it is. It's the bottom of the hour, and we all know what that means. Over in the little library, Covey, we've got the one and only Mallory Kane with this week's romance news.
Hey, Donna. I love the library. Thank you for letting me sit in here with my glass of wine. I promise I won't spill on the books.
Okay. Now, you know, come summertime, you're back out in the gazebo, right? You know that.
Yes, yes, but that's summer, right? Not spring.
Right.
We're talking July.
Okay.
Anyhow.
Right. Anything going on in romance?
Absolutely. From Publishers Weekly, we've got two new contract deals by two well-loved authors. Readers will love to hear about this. Best-selling author Deborah Webb has inked two separate six-figure deals at Harlequin, both for world rights. The first deal with Mira Books is for four books and a one e-book prequel, all in a new thriller series called Shades of Death. This series follows the son of a serial killer who hunts down other serial killers. The first two books, No Darker Place and The White Room, are set to be released spring of 2017. Harlequin senior editor Denise Zaza bought Shades of Death from Stephanie Kip Roston at the Levine Greenberg Roston Literary Agency. And Deborah Webb's second deal with Harlequin Intrigue is for 12 books. Through it, she will write 6 new titles in her best-selling self-published series, Faces of Evil, along with 6 other books for Intrigue. Webb struck this deal directly with Denise Zaza. She has written more than 100 novels, and according to Harlequin, there are more than 4 million copies of her books in print worldwide. And Donna, you'll be excited to hear about this second deal. Best-selling author Brenda Novak with the Whiskey Creek series signed an 11-book worldwide rights deal with Harlequin for 7 figures.
Oh, wow.
Margaret O'Neill, I know, that's so exciting for Brenda. Margaret O'Neill Marbury, Harlequin's vice president of women's fiction editorial, brokered the agreement with Dan Rains at the Creative Trust Literary Group. And through it, Brenda will be publishing 9 books with the house's Mira imprint and 2 with its Harlequin Special Edition imprint. Paula Eichelhoff, executive director of Single Titles and Novak's longtime editor, will be editing those books. Brenda Novak has written more than 50 books and won numerous awards, including the National Reader's Choice Award. So that's great for her.
And I know both of those ladies, actually. I have met both of those ladies.
Oh, okay. You've
and,
met Deborah, too. They're both wonderful people.
Yes. And Deborah is very generous in the sense that when I met her, and I know it's been a while back, but still when I met her, she was actually at a small conference. And I asked her if she would come to my room and talk to some people off the book, so to speak, about writing for Intrigue, and she was so generous with her time. Just really great person. And of course, we met Brenda Novak last year, I guess it was, at Romfest in Knoxville.
Yes.
And she's just precious. She's just precious.
I know. She's great. And we are so happy for her getting this deal. Now, the next information I have is directed at you, as if the others weren't. But I have to ask you, how many times are you going to see Pride and Prejudice and Zombies?
You know, it's funny you should ask that, because as you know, I have been very, very upset about Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
You are so upset.
I am so upset. I mean, it's just making me crazy. And then I started thinking, maybe Pride and Prejudice and Zombies will actually introduce people to Jane Austen, and they will actually go back and listen to or read or watch some of the movies based on her books that are real, more real, you know, that aren't zombies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm just, I'm kind of torn, actually. Don't know that I will go see it, but I have to tell you that the girl playing Lizzie is just one of my favorite young actresses. Her name is Lily James, and she is got her start, actually, in Downton Abbey, which is one of my very favorite shows, as many people know. And I don't know. I really don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, let me tell you a little of what I know about it or have found out about it. Obviously, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies is an upcoming American horror comedy film based on the 2009 novel of the same name by Seth Graham Smith. It parodies the 1813 novel Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen, and the film is directed by Burr Steers, who wrote the adapted screenplay, and stars, as you say, Lily James, Sam Riley, Jack Huston, Bella Heathcote, Douglas Booth, Matt Smith, Charles Dance, and Lena Headey. It's scheduled to be released by Screen Gems on February 5th, 2016 in the United States and by Lionsgate internationally. I don't know if you know, but Natalie Portman was at one time attached to the movie to play Elizabeth. She pulled out of that, but she is still producing the film.
Well, and she's too old to play Elizabeth. No offense to Natalie Portman. I love her as an actress, but
well, I was thinking
she's
that
too old.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, because I think that, I think, honestly, in the book, that Elizabeth is only supposed to be like 19 or 20.
Right. Well, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies is a fresh twist on Austen's widely celebrated novel, in which a mysterious plague has fallen upon 19th century England. The land is overrun with the undead, and feisty heroine Elizabeth Bennet is a master of martial arts and weaponry. Casting aside her personal pride and social prejudices, prejudices and personal pride, Elizabeth and Mr. Darcy must unite on the blood-soaked battlefield to rid the country of the zombie menace and discover their true love for one another. Now, Entertainment Weekly reviewed Pride and Prejudice and Zombies favorably, giving it an A-.
No kidding.
Library Journal recommended the novel, and I quote, for all popular fiction collections. The AV Club gave the novel a grade of A, commenting that what begins as a gimmick ends with renewed appreciation of the indomitable appeal of Austen's language, characters, and situations. So it sounds like exactly what you're saying is going to happen. People are going to get a new appreciation for Austen.
Well, like I said, I love that little Lily James.
Yeah, I bet it sounds like she should be really good in the role.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I will tell you, however, the New Yorker's Macy Halford called the book's estimated blend of 85% Austen's words and 15% Graham Smith's words 100% terrible. While she admitted that the mashup may have accurately identified a subtextual theme of mystery and menace, pardon me, in the original novel, she still found Graham Smith's writing to be awful. But 85% Austen, so maybe it's going to be something you might actually want to see. And it is a period piece because I've seen the trailers for it, so
yes,
they definitely have it set in the Austen period, in the Regency England period.
Which I love.
Mm-hmm. So, and it looks like the girl, Lily, Elizabeth, is quite feisty, as
yes,
one of the little reviews said. So it may be fun.
It may be. And I will say this. I would like to make this one comment. You know, I've read her most popular stories. Persuasion, Pride
mm-hmm.
and Prejudice, Sense and Sensibility, Emma. I've read them, and out of all of the different heroines, if I were going to rewrite one of those stories and make someone a zombie killer, vampire hunter, whatever, it would be Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Out of all of the heroines, because she is just that strong and feisty. And, I mean, when she first tells Mr. Darcy in the book that she won't marry him, she says that if you were more of a gentleman, I probably wouldn't feel so bad about turning you down. I mean, that's, you know, a poor a poor way of me telling it. But, I mean, it was she's just very, very strong. Very strong. So.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. And, see, I was wondering if we might later on see a Sense and Sensibility in Sea Monsters or something. I don't know.
Who knows? Hey, listen,
really?
I have some homework for you.
Uh-oh.
Yes,
I'm out of school, Donna.
No, you're not. You're
oh,
so young.
No, I'm not.
Well, first off, I need to tell you some news. about Aunt Magnolia.
Okay. Oh, okay.
On New Year's Eve, Aunt Magnolia went out, and she was, you know, walking around in those big red shoes she's got. You know how that is.
Yeah.
And there was this man, and she walked a little faster, and he walked a little faster, and she walked a little faster, and he walked a little faster, and she walked a little faster, and he walked a little faster, and she would have caught him, but she fell in those darn shoes.
Oh, poor little
everybody needs to go to her Facebook page or on the Hummingbird Place Facebook page, and let Aunt Magnolia how much you miss her, and see if she could bake you a pie or whatever. But she's sort of laid up, you know how it is. And
as soon as she walked back from Seattle, she'll be here, huh?
Yeah, really.
After following that guy. Oh, me.
Okay, well, we need to move on. Is that everything from Romance News this evening, Mallory Kane?
That's all I've got for tonight, Donna Reed. Donna White.
I wish I was as pretty as Donna Reed. Okay, I do want to say one thing. Gelman has told me that she plans to actually go see Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies.
Oh.
So I may end up seeing it.
There you go.
Oh, well, and I need to tell you one more thing while we're doing news. We've only got 15 reader slots. Only 15 reader slots
for Romancing the Smokies.
So, anyway, that's how that is.
Okay. Well, readers better get up and get going.
That's right. That is absolutely right. Ladies and gentlemen, one of my best friends, a great romance author herself, Mallory Kane with news. Thanks, Mallory.
Thank you.
We are going to just keep going because we're running a little late, and I want to get Iris Bowling in. Iris, hi, and welcome to Hummingbird Place. Hello?
Hello, Donna, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I am doing good. It's either too hot or too cold, sweetie. I put on, you know, it's cold out, so I put on something long and a sweater or something, and I'm too hot because, you know, I'm very hot woman, if you know what I mean.
I understand, and it's always good to be a hot woman, so you keep that trait.
That's right. We're hot women, and we ain't afraid to say it, are we, Iris?
We're not afraid to say it, not at all. We will say it out and clear.
Now, I am very, very curious about you, Iris, because you have a book out called Ruby Red Slippers and All.
Oh, what? Yes.
Tell us all about that. That intrigues me because I love The Wizard of Oz.
I did, too. I did, too, The Red Slippers, of course. Ruby Red Slippers and All is a novella, and it was a novella for the oldest daughter in the Lasseter family, which is the family that I've written about, and they have become beloved by my fans. And so the brothers have seemed to have really taken the spotlight, but this time I decided to talk about the oldest sister who kind of helped raise her 11 siblings.
Oh, my goodness.
And her name is Ruby. Yeah. And now that all of her siblings are growing up and they're getting older, some have gotten married, some have gone off to college, or they've started careers, she's kind of feeling that empty nest syndrome, because she spends her life really taking care of them, and she never really went out there and got a life of her own. You know, she worked, of course, but she never really went out there and found that love, took the time to find that love of her life. You know, so now she's older. So this is a mature love story. So she's older now, and now she goes out and she runs. She happens to fall into the line of sight of this gentleman. And it's interesting how their love how they come together in a romantic way while they're really helping others. So Ruby Red Slippers and All is kind of like, hey, just what we just said, We Are Hot Women, I Am Who I Am, Love Me or Leave Me, Take Me, My Red Slippers and All. And that's the basis around, and of course, it did come from The Wizard of Oz, because I love The Wizard of Oz, just like I love Pride and Prejudice. I'm a Jane Austen fan, too, so I love Pride and Prejudice as well.
Oh, I know.
But that's where it came from, Red Slippers and All.
I think that's fabulous. I think that is wonderful. So now, is this novella the only one in the series?
No, this book is actually, Ruby's story is number 5 in the Gems and Gents series. She is, like I said, she's one of the older children, but the Gems and Gents series consists of Joshua, the book of Joshua 1, which is Trust, and the book of Joshua 2, which is Believe. And Joshua's a CIA agent. So those are full-length novels about that life and the different cases that he works on. So that's the first, that's two of the books. Then there was a book called Teach Me. I have this thing about red shoes, I guess, because on the cover of Teach Me, there's this young woman that's in a pair of red heels. And those red heels kind of caused a big stir on Facebook when that book came out back in, I think it was 2012. And we actually had high heel shoe contest on Facebook.
What a great idea.
Oh, it was wonderful. We even had men. We had men that was putting their shoes out up there for the contest to see if they could win. It was great. It was phenomenal out there during that time, and we love it. So Teach Me is also in that group. And then I had another Christmas novella called A Lassiter's Christmas, which was about one of the daughters as well. Her name was Pearl. So Ruby, Red Slippers and All is actually number 5 in that series, but it kind of mixes with number 6, because number 6 is about another brother. His name is Adam, and that book is called The Book of Adam, Hypnotic. So that Ruby and Red Slippers and All is actually number 5 of the Gems and Gents series, but next month they're going to be getting number 6 of that series as well.
How many, is there more books ahead for the Gems and Gents series?
Yes, in the Gems and Gents series, they're probably going to get 2 more. Definitely 2 more in the Gems and Gents series. And then I actually will start writing my detective series underneath with the name of Siri Austin. So I'm kind of excited about that, too. See the Jane Austen, Siri Austen? Did you see the connection there?
I see it. Now, let me ask you this, Iris. You have Siri Austen Entertainment is who is producing or publishing the Gems and Gents series, my understanding is.
Yes.
So that
yes.
is something, that is your personal publishing company.
Yes, it is. I started Siri Austen Entertainment I started Siri Austen Enterprises when I first started writing as an independent author. And as an independent author, I decided to publish. You know, I'm publishing myself, so I started the company at that point. But when I got into producing the television show, I changed the company to Siri Austen Entertainment, because now we not only do publishing, we also do production as well.
Wow.
So Siri Austen Entertainment.
Now, what kind of TV do you do?
I actually turned my very first series, the Heart series, into a television series. And we go in, this is actually season 2, and it actually airs on Fox starting in March, or March 19th. So, we did the screenwriting for it, and we hired the cast and the production crew, and we went in and we filmed it. And now we are in the process of about to air. That particular one. So,
and you said this is going to air on Fox?
It's going to air on Fox Richmond, which is, and of course, I'm in Virginia. I'm not sure if you knew that, but I'm in Virginia. So it would actually air here in the Virginia, D.C., the DMV area.
Uh-huh.
It would actually.
That is amazing.
Yeah,
that's
I'm pretty
amazing.
Excited about it. This is our second season, so I love some of the improvements that we've made. I love the continuation of the Heart series, which is a political drama. So I'm very, very excited about showing authors how they can take their books and turn them into film. I mean, you don't have to do TV. You can
right.
do just movies or straight to DVD or something of that nature. But I'm very, very excited about showing authors how they can greenlight themselves on things, not just publishing, but also in the production area.
You're amazing.
Oh, thank you.
I just think you're amazing because my dream has always been to turn my little romantic comedies into a Hallmark, you know, special or something,
yeah.
you know, some Hallmark movies. And they're that type of, they are that kind of thing, you know.
And
I mean,
you can do that. I know
yeah.
people think that it's a difficult thing to do. I'm not going to say that it's easy. What I will say is that if you have a dream, and you believe that's really what you want to do, you want to get your story onto the Hallmark Channel, or where, take every step that you have available to you to make it happen. You know, that's what living life is about. Finding that purpose is to take every step that you can to make those dreams come true. So I will say to you, if that's really what you want to do, go for it.
Well, It's a big thought. Now, of course, my books are owned by somebody else. So
oh, okay.
I don't know how difficult that would be. But still, I mean, why not?
Yeah, well, that's the beautiful thing about being an independent author. Excuse me. My material belongs to me.
You can do whatever
so
you want.
I can do whatever I want whenever I want to do it, you know?
Exactly.
So it's wonderful. Even I for season two, I wrote the screenplay for the entire season. So I can pretty much sell it anywhere that I want to sell it. Like once we finish airing it, if I want to sell it to Lifetime, which that's a dream of mine.
You know,
I would like to see mine on Lifetime. If I want to do that, I could do that. You know, so the wonderful part about being an independent author or independent film producer is that you get to make the decisions. You know, that's the great thing about it.
That
you
is,
get to make the decision.
That is wonderful. Iris,
yeah.
I am so sorry that our time is drawing nigh because I would love to just sit and talk with you about this. And
well,
maybe
we can
sometime.
Always do it again.
That sounds great. Maybe sometime we'll just. I've got your number here. Maybe sometime we will just sit and talk.
Oh, please. And if you're truly, truly interested in, you know, taking your book to film, please feel free to reach out to me or, you know, you can always reach me through my Siri Austin website. You know,
okay.
You can go out there. And we're actually going to do a series of videos on a step-by-step on how to go about doing that, how to go about turning your book into film. So definitely reach out to me anytime.
I really appreciate that. Everyone, this is Iris Bowling that's on the couch with me right now, and she is an amazing lady who not only publishes but produces. And
yes.
Again, Iris, thank you so, so much for being with us.
No, thank you so much for having me. I so appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, Iris Bowling, what a great lady. What a wonderful evening we've had tonight. We've had Nikki Knight, Iris Bowling, and Tamika Patrice Kane. I mean, it's just been a fabulous evening with wonderful authors who had so much to share. Let's go ahead and do a little business, and then I'll let you know who's going to be on next week. That is, if you're good and you stay and you listen.
Romancing the Smokies? Well, it's a romance reader's dream. There'll be multiple book signings, endless chances for author meet and greet, and a fine luncheon to look forward to. The Hummingbird Place is bringing together authors and readers March 19th at the Airport Hilton in Knoxville, Tennessee. Romance writers from around the region are attending Romancing the Smokies. The list includes Hallie Bridgman, J.K. Inslee, Mallory Kane, Shannon West, Sandy Sullivan, Leanne Tyler, Brandy Kennedy, Trista Ann Michaels, Nancy Nagel, and many more. Keynote speaker Tanya Kappas will share with us how she accomplished success in the self-publishing industry with HarperCollins and Witness, plus how she gains inspiration for her ghostly Southern stories. It's a luncheon for readers and authors, March 19th. Tickets are available online at eventbrite.com under Romancing the Smokies 2016. Tickets start at $39.99. The book signing alone is free, but attendees still need to register. Elegant luncheon, featured authors, books, swag, and gift basket giveaways. Meet who's hot. Visit RomancingTheSmokies.com for more details. Romancing the Smokies is brought to you by The Hummingbird Place, your premier destination for author interviews and publishing industry news. Every Monday evening at 7 p.m. from the Dark Hollows Press Studio, airing on Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so it appears that the commercials have quit playing. So why don't I just go ahead and tell you what
I love.
You're listening to Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright.
Okay, so now they've started playing. But since we are drawing very close to the end, why don't I just go ahead and tell you Dark Hollows Press is a great place to read everything you want to read, every kind of story you want to read, from sweet to really super spicy, and go to darkhollowspress.com and you will not be disappointed. Also, I want to say a special thank you to my pal Gelman, also known as Leanne Tyler. Leanne's books are wonderful, sweet, sensuous, and everything in between, and she does romantic comedies, and she does wonderful historicals, and you are just going to love her books. And so just make sure you check those out. And remember, don't forget, Romancing the Smokies, March 2016. I'm Donna Wright. Good night.
Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright, is brought to you by Dark Hollows Press and produced by Leanne Tyler. Production manager, Jackie DeVera. All music provided by Kevin MacLeod and Incompetech.com.